The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, July 3rd, 2011, for those listening live, and obviously not if you're listening to the recording in one way or another. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy 4th of July weekend for those in the United States or who are from the United States. Time to celebrate independence. Time to celebrate the energy of freedom. And that's going to be where I start my discussion here today, after we connect. And so, as every week, I would ask you to join me in opening up to this community. And as we start, just allow yourself to breathe in and open first and foremost to those others who are consciously participating right now. And right now doesn't just mean in linear time. It means anyone who's listening to this whenever they're listening to it. You are part of the creation of this. And so open up to allowing yourself to feel all those energies of all those who are joining in this co-creation. Very good. And take the next step out in opening up and connect with our Mother Earth. Open to feeling her with us, her presence, her support, her ongoing love that is always there for us, ready to help us heal into knowing our own power, knowing our own light more fully. And breathe into that, or breathe that into you, however you want to look at it. And extend out again and open to connecting with all those beings multidimensionally, our guides, our angels, our masters and teachers, all those other beings who are here to support us both individually and collectively as we do the show here today, as we walk on this spiritual healing ascension path that we're all on. And breathe in to feel their support and their presence and their love and their acknowledgement and their gratitude for us stepping up into greater awareness of who we are, of the masters that we are, and stepping up into greater willingness to share that, to expose ourselves, our true selves, our mastery out to the world. And breathe in again deeply and open up to all those other light workers on the planet right now, all the other beings who are walking this path with us, who are choosing to consciously move forward into their empowerment, to consciously move forward into their mastery. And allow yourself to feel that community, because that is a huge community, both in terms of numbers and in terms of energy. And the more we can breathe into that, the more we can remember to breathe into that and connect with that, the more we can feel the safety to move forward. And that relates very much with the energy of freedom, at least how I would like to talk about it here today. Because freedom, well, in the email I sent out, I wrote down that I'd be talking about the true meaning of freedom. Well, I don't want to be that broad. I'm going to talk about my true meaning of freedom. It may or may not be yours, but you can use this as food for thought, if you will. And what I like to think about when I'm connecting with the energy of freedom, and you may hear fireworks going off in the background, and that certainly is a celebration of it. They've been going off around here for the past week or so, but it's accelerating during the weekend. And so if you do hear that kind of pop, just say, oh, great, someone else is celebrating. And that is actually a piece of how I like to think about or define freedom. It's not only related to what we can choose, what we feel able to choose in a given moment. It's not only about that level. To me, it's also very much about the level of our participation in what we choose. And that relates very much to celebration. Because for me, celebration, well, it's wonderful to step up to it consciously. Have friends over, have a gathering, have a party, have whatever, barbecue, fireworks, etc. Doing something that is that kind of, I'm going to choose to celebrate. But I like to think of celebration also in relation to the experience of gratitude. And the more we're able to be in the moment, the more we're able to fully experience the moment, the more we're celebrating the moment, if you will, the more we're able to experience it fully. And that to me is a way that I love to connect with the moment, is by celebrating it, is by, well, getting every bit out of it that I can, squeezing that moment so that every last drip of joy or whatever the experience might be in the moment, I'm able to receive. So that every last bit of it, I'm able to squeeze out, like wringing out the last bit of water from the washcloth. And that is related to gratitude. The more grateful we are for whatever we're experiencing, the more open we are to experiencing it. In other words, gratitude in many ways is the flip side of resistance. Resistance says, I don't like this. I don't want to experience it. I don't choose to experience it. I'm going to limit my experience as much as possible. Gratitude says, bring it on in a good way. It says, I am ready. I am open. I am accepting. I am choosing this. Fill me up. I'll take as much as I can get. And I'm even willing to expand out in my wiggle room and fill that up. And for those who haven't listened to the previous shows where I discussed my idea about wiggle room, it's that space of what ideas, concepts, feelings, actions, they're not things that we're fully comfortable with. They're not things that we own. They're not intuitive yet. They're not something that we live. But they're those things, thoughts, feelings, actions, etc. They're those things that we are open to the possibility of, that we are entertaining the idea or the feeling or the action. And I love that. When I was thinking earlier today about this and that came in, that we're entertaining those things in our wiggle room, It's kind of like when we're test driving a car. We try it on for size, or when we're searching for new clothes or new shoes or anything else that is something we're going to sample, something we're going to check out and see if it fits, see how it feels. Does it feel like something that is resonant, or is it still something that has some discomfort in it? And it's where we have that permeability in our resistance, where something in us, whether we've learned a new concept or we've spent time with a different person and they're vibrating with this energy that we don't normally feel, and it just felt really good there. And so it gave us a taste of it, like when we're trying a new food and someone puts it in front of us and they say, "Oh, I love this. Try it. You're going to love it." And depending on how well we trust this other person's discernment or how well their taste might match ours, might reflect how willing we are to actually jump in and try it. But it's that kind of energy, that openness to try, that, coming back around to where I started, is one of the key components of the energy of freedom. Because, well, if we take a look at my everything, again, is all my truth, my belief about why we're here, that our first level of purpose, our primary reason for being in the body, is not about the human doing, it's about the human being, and it is simply to experience whatever it is we're experiencing, then stepping more into the energy of freedom is stepping more into the energy, number one, yes, of choice, which things are we willing to look at. But it's not just how many things or which things that we're willing to try and which things we're not. Because when it comes to our personal resonance, there are going to be things that do not match our resonance. Just because we're divine and everything else is divine doesn't mean that there can't be things that are also divine that are discordant with our energy. And that, I think, is another important concept. And I'm going to touch, well, a very different thought here for a moment to try and bring that in and give it more clarity. Once upon a time, one of the first channelings I ever did for a group, someone asked a question about evil. Specifically, I think she was asking about demons. And in that particular channeling, they came in with something. Again, it was a complete surprise to me. I haven't done channeling very long at this point, and I get this question, and the answer that came back was completely outside of my conscious version or vision of reality. But what was brought back was this, that, well, number one, everything is divine. So for us to label something as evil is essentially to label it as not divine. And that is I don't want to be judgmental here, but the best term I can come up with right at this moment is that is a failure, not of that thing to be divine, but of our, and now I'm using my terms again, of our wiggle room ability to conceive of that as divine. So, again, more concrete. The concept of the demon. Specifically, what they said was, well, there are beings that can connect with this dimension where we're experiencing reality. That, yes, they understand the label of demon and how it got there. But it's our misinterpretation of what's going on that would say, number one, that they're evil. And number two, that, well, that they're bad. there's a difference in those two concepts to me that I don't know if it's important for me to talk about at this moment. But and the thing is, every aspect of all of creation being divine, we don't have the consciousness in the limitations in physical form, certainly at least until we get to a more enlightened place where we are much more aware and much more not just aware of the idea but of the experience of our divinity. But until that point, it's hard for us to conceive of a demon as being divine. But everything that we would put in that category of evil or dark or bad is divine. And, well, the example they gave to clarify was that that part of divinity essentially doesn't resonate with where we're living. And so it's kind of like if you were underwater and you were caught in a net, you couldn't breathe, you were trying to get out of the net just so you could breathe, but you literally were trapped underwater, and this was an ongoing experience. And let's take away the idea that that would kill you. So let's say you could stay under that water. It would be exceptionally painful. Well, in trying to get out of that net, in trying to escape from being trapped underwater, you would be struggling. You would be flailing. You would be lashing out. And they say, you know, you have to be careful. If you try to go and rescue someone who's drowning, for instance, it's not uncommon for that person, the first thing they do is latch onto you and they try to pull you under. That's not what they're trying to do, but that's what their results out of their pain, out of the pain especially that is their fear and their attempt at survival, they're just trying to get above whatever they can to keep their head out of water. Well, those demons, those energies that are divine, in our part of the universe, in our part of creation, it's like they're drowning. They're in a lot of pain. They don't belong here. The vibrations don't match. And so what are they doing? They are lashing out. They are flailing. And that is what we experience as their evil being expressed outward. Is that lashing out. Now, one of the ironies is that these kinds of beings are also drawn to power. Why would that be? And I'm talking true power. I'm not talking about domination over. I'm talking about true self-empowerment, knowing your power, knowing your light, expressing it a lot. Why would they be drawn to power? Because the more powerful someone is, the more they own their own light, the more they own their own divinity, the more likely they are to be able to help that being that has the label of devil or demon or evil attached to it get back to where they belong, to the part of creation, to the part of the light that is their neighborhood, where they are not only fully comfortable, but are able to celebrate themselves and their beingness. And everybody take a breath. This is feeling a little heavy here for a moment. Now, the irony, or the sad part in some ways, maybe, about this is that they're drawn to those who are more in their power, more in their light, more in their divinity. But the more a person knows their divinity, the more it is going to be painful for that being to be around. So in other words, the closer they get to you or me or whoever they might be coming to in hopes that they can return home, the closer they get, the more they hurt, so the more they lash out. It's not because they're trying to hurt us, although that may be what our mind turns the interpretation into. It's that they're in pain. Now, one of the rules that, again, I channeled very early on that just made so much sense, and I really love the concept because it is so helpful, is that essentially pain inflicts pain. And that's true not just at this extreme of the demon. Oh, well, before I go there, let me finish the demon piece for one last second, which is why you also don't want to send the demon to the light. Because our concept of what is the light is exactly where they will go into more pain. So that's not the way to get them to go home or to get them to go away. The way that was offered in that channeling that has worked, I've used this, it is very beneficial, very easy, is to send them to their source. Send them back to wherever they came from. It doesn't even matter how they got here, whether it was someone, again, practicing black magic of some form or whatever. It doesn't matter. That's all irrelevant. The important piece is that if you come across a being like this, it's about helping them to find their freedom, which is to go into the experience that they are most resonant in, which is back to their source, where they came from, where their energy is in alignment with the energies around them. Which brings me back toward freedom. That's what we're seeking. When we're seeking freedom, we are seeking the alignment of our inner experience and our outer experience. And we're seeking to do that more and more consciously. The more we step toward that, the more we open to that, the more we open to experiencing our divinity, not just the concept of it. Yes, I understand I'm a divine being, I'm a soul, I'm in a body, I'm expressing through a body, etc. But the more we're allowing ourselves to experience that and just breathe into that and be that in expression, the more we come into our freedom. The more, again, the more we are able to be present with whatever we're experiencing in the moment. Because the more we're experiencing our light, the more we're drawing to us those experiences, those people, those circumstances that are resonant. Because remember, I always have to remind myself of this, everything out there that we perceive as out there in the world is the reflection that we are creating for ourselves. So when we are creating an experience that is harmonious, it's because we are moving and relating to aspects where we are already in our power. When we are creating an experience, when we are drawing to us people or circumstances that are disharmonious, that are uncomfortable, that are painful in any level or any way, from minor, tiny little annoyance up to enraging. Why are we doing that? We're doing that not just to deal with what's out there in the world. We're doing that to deal with what's inside of us. What pieces of our divinity we are next ready to empower, to discover, to bring forth, to expose. To expose. And in the exposing, to share. And in the sharing, to bring back new reflection of. And so, take a breath there. And so, this concept of freedom, I want to touch in upon the the story of America. Today is a history lesson. No, not really. But one of the things that I perceive us doing at this time on the planet is attempting in our evolutionary process to get to what people talk about as unity, unity consciousness, working together. Well, let's look at individual life cycle for a minute. And the concept I want to start with here is the concept of dependence. We come into the world and into body, at least the crawl-ins, those who were born here. Born into the body, not the walk-ins, but that's a different topic from a past show. come into the body, we forget our divinity, and then we go into struggle. We go into pain. We go into the experience of separation. And that's where all the pain comes from, because we don't remember our divinity. And that's this other layer, not the first layer of our purpose, which is that pure layer of just we're here to experience. And that second layer is, yes, okay, we're here to remember we're divinity. At some point, it's not homework. We are divine. We will always be divine. We will eventually remember that, and we will eventually completely experience that. So it's not a homework assignment that we are commanded to come do in this lifetime. So we can set that pressure aside. Every step, every bit of that pressure we take off, so much the better. The earth is ascending. She doesn't need our help. We're the ones who need our help. So down off my soapbox again. And back to dependence. We start as dependent beings when we come into the physical form. And the process, as we grow, as we get enough basic information and understanding of a certain level of how the world works, we step into greater and greater degrees of independence. And that's what all parents are trying to do, at least to some degree at a conscious level, is get their children to be successfully independent, to be able to take care of their basic needs, to be able to step toward being fulfilled in life, step toward creative expression, etc. And that, in many ways, is what this country was founded upon. Stepping away from dependence, the role as a colony, to independence, being able to express ourselves and chart our own path. And that's wonderful. It's necessary on this path of not only personal evolution, but collective evolution. But I think one of the problems, at least to me personally, with this country is that in many ways we stop there. We don't necessarily as a country, either internally or in conjunction with the rest of the world, seek the next level of evolution. And the next level of evolution is interdependence, which I'll come back to in a moment. And so we're all trying to prove ourselves to some degree or another. We're in that first level of trying to find our value, trying to remember that we're divine beings. The more we remember we're divine beings and live that experience, the more automatically, again, the mirror is out there and we recognize and honor the divinity in others. And we stop the struggle that comes out of that experience of separation, that is the struggle not only to find our value, find our worth, find our worthiness, but also the struggle to survive. Because in that experience of separation, lack consciousness is locked and loaded. So there's never enough to go around. There's never enough for all of us to have our needs met. And so the question becomes, who can we take from in some ways? And again, if you're listening to this show, I don't believe that you're consciously living that path. But it's part of the unconscious programming, and it is part of the mass consciousness, absolutely, that we are seeking to shift. And so as we experience that, stepping into greater and greater independence, greater and greater ownership of our choices, it's extremely important that we do that. Because, and again, this is another one of the rules that I love that I've channeled. Until you can say no, you can't really say yes. In other words, a choice comes across your path. If you have a should, if you feel an obligation, if you think you're supposed to do something, what does that mean? It means that you don't really feel like no is an option. You don't really feel like you have the freedom to say no to that particular circumstance. Then you really don't have the option to say yes. You're saying yes because you have to on some level. That's not choice. That's not free will. That's not freedom. And so in the same way that we as a country, back with the founding fathers and mothers, had to set boundaries, had to say no, so that we could say yes to the path that we were going to walk, to the path that we were going to co-create. And that's true not only at the collective level, but the personal level, and vice versa. As we step into our independence, our truly knowing our own power, then we step into the freedom to choose, and the freedom to more deeply have the experience we're having. Because remember, we're here, we are divine beings, having a divine experience in human form, as human beings. The more we remember and experience our divinity, the more we are experiencing, the more multifaceted, the deeper, the more full our experience is at that first level of our purpose, just being the nerve endings of God. At that first level, we experience more fully. The more we're in our divinity, the more we're in our power. And that is where we have that energy of gratitude for the experience. I think gratitude is an automatic. You can choose gratitude consciously, but I think it's also an automatic. It bubbles up the more we are embracing the moment, the more we are experiencing it. Being grateful for it is part of it, the more fully present we are. As is celebration. And that's one of those ironic things. They talk about the difference between joy and happiness. And happiness is conditional. It's emotional. It's, and again, these are their definitions. And joy is a divine essence. And so you can be unhappy and joyful at the same time. And I know I have experienced this on more than one occasion. One occasion I can state very clearly, it's the example that I usually give. When my ex came home and said, "We need to get a divorce. I'm done." And for me, it was completely out of the blue. And I was shocked and I was devastated and I got angry and I got afraid and I had all these emotions come up. And at the same time, there was a part of me that was dancing, and it was that joy. It was that knowing that this was the right thing, even though multiple levels, my mind was going, well, we can't because of this and this and this and this. We shouldn't because of this and this. And all the emotion overwhelming me. But at a core level, I was experiencing joy because of the divine alignment that I could feel. And so I don't know if you've had those experiences, but they're there. They're possible. And it is about opening into that greater divinity. Had I not been walking this path for a number of years before that moment, I guarantee I would not have experienced the joy. Had I not been actively seeking to do my own work, etc., my own healing, my own expansion, my own exposing. And so I just want to put that out there. Because that's how we get to freedom. And it's not just freedom to go order anything on the menu. To me, the ultimate in freedom is being able to be free to discern in every moment what our highest choice is, what will bring us the greatest joy, what is in most alignment with the essence of who we are, regardless of any kind of should or obligation or supposed to or have to. That's the ultimate in freedom to me. It's being free to feel, to know internally, not only that I have all these choices, but literally multifaceted in every moment, I can choose multiple things. but the freedom to make the choice, not because of any old program or what anyone else thinks, but because of what's right for me. And I want to come back at this moment and come back to that piece about the evolution going from dependence, or where it often evolves to, codependence, through independence and into interdependence, which is what we're seeking, which to me is what unity consciousness would be. Experiencing interdependence would be experiencing unity consciousness. And interdependence to me is a couple of things. One of them is that we are free to choose to participate in the relationship. And this is not just about partnership, it's about any relationship, any human interaction. We are free, we feel free to choose how we participate. We're not there out of obligation. We're not there because we have to. We're not there because we should. We're not there because it makes us a good person. We're there in that moment choosing because it's the right thing for us, which that is independence. You have to have independence to get to interdependence. You can't go from dependence or codependence and skip independence to get to interdependence. You have to go through independence first. You have to own your own personal power before you can step up into the greater collective, which for me is one of the issues that a lot of spiritual people have, that they're trying to skip that step. They want to just go to universal love and another of those laws of energy. You can only give what you already have. So you can't skip loving yourself and go right to loving everyone else. It doesn't work that way. If you're not accepting of yourself, you're not truly going to accept anyone else. If you don't love yourself, you're not truly going to love anyone else. Or perhaps better said, the degree you accept and love yourself is the degree you accept and love others. Mentally, you can think, "Ooh, I'm going to love everybody equally, fully, completely, unconditionally." But thinking it doesn't make it so. Saying it doesn't make it so. It's not just about the idea. It's not just about the concept. It's about the inner experience. Breathe that in. And so we need that independence first before we can step to interdependence. And that other piece of interdependence is not only that we feel we have the freedom to be there and how to be there, but that we're also giving the other person that freedom. We are not throwing our shoulds and have-tos and attachments and expectations onto them. We are allowing them to have their resonance come up and express what's perfect for them in the moment. Now, quite frankly, I don't know people that are fully there yet. Personally, I don't. I can't think of anyone that I would say is fully living at that level. I'm sure there are people out there on the planet who are, but I don't know them. And I know I'm not there yet. I know I'm there to a greater or lesser degree in certain areas, some areas better than others. But we're a work in progress, each of us. And so I don't put this up here as something that I'm sitting on the pedestal looking down at you going, "Ha-ha, you're not interdependent yet." Not at all. It's something I'm seeking. And I think the more of us who have this consciousness of those distinctions, the more easily we can get to freedom together. Because as we're moving forward on the path, as we're stepping toward freedom, as we're embracing freedom more in our wiggle room, freedom to choose, freedom to be who we are. Freedom to be who we are is what exposing the masters within is all about. The more you feel free to be yourself, the more you feel free to expose yourself, to share yourself with the world. And so the more we embrace that, the more automatically this happens. But along the way, everything that is not feeling safe is going to come to the surface. Everything that is not feeling safe will be brought up to be cleared. Doesn't mean we have to experience it all consciously. Thankfully, through laws of like attracts like, We can get triggered with this bit of anger and have a whole lot of anger move out. We can have this bit of guilt get triggered and clear a whole lot out. We don't have to go back through everything that triggered all that guilt and all that anger and all the other stuff that we suppressed in order to get rid of it. But we do have to be willing to choose to move it. We have to be willing to surrender toward our divinity, toward our power, and trust that if there's something that's negative coming up, we're experiencing that mirror, and the mirror is negative in that moment, it is that opportunity. It is the next piece for us to clear so we can become more empowered, so we can become more aware of our divinity, so we can express it more. And that's trusting in the process. And that trust in the process allows us to be more in our interdependent, empowered place where we trust who we are and how we're expressing in the moment, which allows us to trust the other more in that space, and we allow them to be who they really are and express that. And then, miracle of miracles, in interdependence, it's greater than the sum of the parts. In other words, two independent people come together and they create, and it's kind of like adding their energies together. That's what you're going to get if they're trying to do something together. When you have a more interdependent experience happening between people, it's multiplied, it's magnified. And that's what unity consciousness is going to bring. So although I don't believe that at some point next year, 2012, December 21st, December 22nd, whatever the solstice is, the light switch goes on and everything instantly changes, I do believe that the more of a step into that place of our power, the more of a step into that place of interdependence in more aspects of ourselves, in more relationships, the more powerful the shifting becomes. The more benefit we each individually derive from it, and the mass consciousness energy derives from it. And again, I don't mean to say that we're here to save the planet, but we are here shifting consciousness. We are here in the process at this time because it was exciting to come here when it was going to be such a ride. Yes, a roller coaster, but very exciting. Such a ride, such a rush, moving through so much in the same lifetime, moving so much into our power in one lifetime. That, I believe, is part of what lots of people have channeled and talked about as, this is a totally unique thing, it's never happened before. Well, everything is a totally unique thing as far as I'm concerned. That's what the all experiencing the all means. But this is, well, it's quite popular. That's why there's so many of us on the planet right now. And that's why there are so many of us as well who out here in support. So many guides and angels, etc., who are doing that support role with us. So, freedom. Embracing our right to be exactly what we already are. Divine light. Divine love. Divine creativity, and exposing that to ourselves, conceptually first, then experientially, and then creatively into outward expression, and then into co-creatively, into interdependence, into acknowledging that we really are one consciousness. This planet, well, we're like individual cells. Each of us is a cell in the body of Mother Earth, in the body of our planet. In the same way that we have a billion cells, or however many we have, it's a large number. And each one of them has its own life cycle. And yet, there's a greater whole that is made up as they come together and work together interdependently. And so that's where I believe we're going, and that's what freedom is about. And wow, covered a lot of ground, and yet didn't even get to any of those other questions. Now, I do want to touch in and give you guys the mini commercial here. Once more, I am the sponsor for this week. Well, I'll give you a double commercial. If any of you would like to, if you're getting whatever you're getting out of this show, if you would like to sponsor a show, if you have some work that you offer, if you have some event that you're doing, you can contact me and we can talk about how you and your work could be the commercial I'm talking about. But I'm the sponsor today, so we're going to talk about another piece of my work. And the gateway activations that I've been offering started last December, working through every month on the full moon and opening up gateways of new energy. And this month, the gateway is going to be opened on July 15th. It's a Friday. And the energy that we're going to open up, the gateway we're opening up, is into this gateway of freedom. And it really does help expand it in your own personal life. It really helps shift consciousness, the idea, the concept about it, but it also gives an energetic experience. And it's helping collectively, interdependently, we're co-creating it in the same way that you guys are all co-creating this radio show with me. Your energies are helping me to bring forth exactly what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, how long I'm talking about it, etc. That's what we're doing with these gateways, and they are powerful. And we're opening the gateways not only for each of us individually and the group that co-creates the event, but we're also doing it for the mass consciousness to help make it easier to access that energy of freedom for the planet. So if any of you are interested and you're not on the email list, contact me. Contact light@AOL.com is the easiest way, and just let me know you'd like the information. And that email address is also on the BBSradio.com website, on the bio, on the description of the show. So let me know. And I will step out of that now and step into the channeling. So that means it's transformation time. On another level. Not that it hasn't been transformative already, hopefully. But allow yourselves to breathe while I allow the toning to come in to adjust the frequencies so that we can bring in our guest speaker. Dear ones, this is Sekhmet, come to be with you today. Welcome, 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 welcome. And welcome to your power. Welcome to your divinity. Welcome to your truth. Welcome to the essence of who you are. And so as we step forward and begin speaking with you, we would have you breathe into your hearts. Focus your awareness in your heart. And as you do so, ask your heart and the energies around your heart that you've been using as protection, ask any of them that you no longer need to leave. Thank them for serving you, for protecting you by causing you to suppress your light. And thank them for leaving as they go. And just breathe them out. Let them go like a gentle breeze. Like a gentle breeze, perhaps, that smells of garbage a little bit. And as you let them go, as you feel them perhaps to the degree that you're aware of energies moving, as you feel them leaving, feel the pulsing. And we don't mean the pulse of the physical heart. Feel the pulsing of your soul. Your soul song. Open to that consciously. Set that intention right now to open to feeling your soul song. Some of you, it may translate into sound. You may perceive it in that way. But it's a flow that has pulse, that has rhythm. And it changes and it grows. And let it grow. Let it fill you. Let it fill first your heart. And then expand right through into all of your body, into each cell. Each cell pulsing with your soul song, with your soul light. And expand it yet again. So now it's filling your aura. It's surrounding you. Surround sound. You are immersed, bathing in your own divinity. And let yourself feel the safety that is in that. And from within that safety, let yourself feel the freedom. Indeed. And breathe into that. And breathe it up and breathe it out. Give yourself permission to express your roar, to roar your soul song, to share it with the world. Whatever yours might sound like. And be as quiet as you need to be until you're more comfortable. Don't try to push through. Don't try to break through into freedom. Freedom opens step by step. If you attempt to be Evel Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon, you are likely to crash. And then go through what many of you feel to be a backslide. Because you feel like you didn't get where you wanted to go quickly enough. And you feel those old energies coming up to move out as if they are you doing something wrong. So you can attempt that, leaping over the Grand Canyon. But you're better off step by step by step, opening day by day, choice by choice. Into and through your wiggle room, expanding it, opening it, expanding it, opening it. Ascension happens choice by choice by choice, moment by moment by moment. It is exceptionally rare that there is the bolt of lightning kind of experience taking someone into enlightenment. It is much more a process and a progress. And so breathe into that as fully as you are able. Allow that to expand as fully as you are able. Your own soul song within your heart, within your body, within your aura, within your life. And as you do so, you find your safety and your freedom. And as you do so, you find the voice that is the voice of your soul, singing your song. And know that we are with you and wrapping you, supporting you, celebrating you as you do it. Much love, dear ones. Namaste. All right. Thank you, Sekhmet. And thank you to each one of you for joining me to co-create here today. Can't do it without you. And I do really appreciate you letting me know what you think. Drop me an email. Give me a call. If you drop me an email, ask a question, give a comment, suggest a topic, you go into the drawing at the end of the month. And I'm always open to those suggestions. I will be back same time next week, same place. Hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. And I hope that you will allow yourself to expose yourself more, to let your soul song come out more, to give yourself that freedom to share the wonderful light that you are. And of course, if you come back, you never know where this show is going to go. I wish you all the best in your journey, opening, expanding, knowing your light. Namaste, dear ones.